Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Linda's actually on the phone.
Oh, Linda Martin, good morning.
Linda.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
The Linda, the hero of Dublin. Well done.
I don't know about that, but Jason should be called St. Francis of Assisi, patron saint of all animals.
Dr. Doolittle.
It was one of those peculiar things because I was told this guy is wrecking the net. You've got to get him to come up and do something with the dogs because his tour is huge at the moment. And I swear to God, as I was sending him a message, I got a message back from Jason. It was just one of those peculiar things. And the dog eventually ended up here with me in the dog hub. And he's still here. A beautiful, beautiful dog. Great temperament. Everything that Jason said he was during the last few minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm very anxious to get this lovely animal a home. He's gentle. Mm. He is big, all right, but he's gentle.
But can
he's
see,
very, very clean.
And can you see him on your Instagram page?
Oh, you can. Look on Instagram and Facebook with the Dublin Dog Hub and you'll see him. And no vices with this dog at all, because when Jason eventually did come up to do some photographs for us, just for a bit of publicity, we were able to pick him up, sit him up on a height and get the photographs of Jason and myself beside him, as opposed to us kneeling down.
Yeah, he was fine.
Now, a strange dog, if he lets you do that, there's just nothing going to happen. He's a lovely animal, and I would love a family to get hold of him. Or
and that's what you're looking for. That's what you're looking for.
And the dog, he's good-looking thing. He's amazing. He looks...
Yes.
Kind of a dog is it, Linda?
Well, he's a cross. There might be Labrador in there. There's certainly Staffy in there somewhere as well. Yeah. But he's literally just a big, happy mongrel. And I'm looking at him as I'm talking to you. But we let him out. We walk him. We do everything with him. He's gentle. He's family orientated, I do believe. And like I said, most importantly, he's clean in his kennel. And for a lot of people, that sort of ticks all the boxes. That's when you can get that.
We were reading this morning that lots of dogs are abandoned this time of the year. February is the worst month, Linda.
Absolutely, it really is. It really is. You know, people get the Christmas presents, no matter what you say to them, they still get them. And then when the novelty wears off, the dogs are surrendered or strayed or whatever people are going to do with them. If they end up here, the dogs are lucky because we really pamper them. But Jason will tell you all that.
Yeah, that was amazing to see.
Heated kennels and the whole lot.
You're so nice. Yeah. All the dogs are just there, but she has a place where they can come out and run around and stuff and play ball. But yeah, it'd be great. It's Cody. Isn't that what we're going to call him, Linda?
That's his name, Kobe. That's it.
Kobe or Cody or Coda. He's had loads of names.
Or whatever.
But he's great fun. Yeah,
he really is. So please, if anybody, any of your listeners, if they have a space in front of their fire or a space somewhere, come up, have a look at them, and I bet you fall in love with them. Mm.
That's the Dublin Dog Hub, and it's run on behalf of Dublin City Council by Linda Martin. Linda, you were on the Late Late Eurovision Song show the other week, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was.
What do you make
of the winner? What are our chances this year?
I think it was the best song of all of them. I wouldn't rate our chances very highly. Now I'm being honest with you, and it sounds terrible, but I just wouldn't, because I know what the opinions are coming in from Europe already, and there'd be strong contenders there. But I would wish her
what
very
opinions?
Well.
Who's saying this?
I get the phone calls now, and the messages.
From the hip. You're getting messages from Europe.
I always get them.
She does. She has. I went in the dog home.
I went down to her song.
When I went in the dog home, Linda had a phone connected to Europe. It is. It's just a Europe phone, and it goes off, and she goes, "Hello," and Europe, tell her stuff. It's amazing. And of all people, Linda will know who's going to win that. Your vision.
Your opinion is interesting. Yeah. Europe's opinion.
Listen, you two, and future address me as Lady President.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, yes, you're running for president. Is that the case?
No, I'm saying nothing at all.
Is that real? Are you really doing that?
Oh, you'll have to wait and see now.
Well, she is. That's such a liar.
Martin not ruling herself out of president.
That'd be pretty
hard on his stance.
At least the dogs will have loads of room. Wow.
Can you imagine all the dogs in the arse?
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, my God. You've got the dog thing going for you. You've got Eurovision and you've got cross-border. You've got everything going for you, Linda Martin.
Yeah. Absolutely.
As an independent winner?
And she has a phone to Europe.
Sorry, Jason. I'm important to you going on here.
No.
As an independent or with a party now, would you be considering?
Oh, a party, I think. Yes, a party.
Yeah. Which one?
Which party?
I can't say that. Can't tell you.
How are you going to get president?
This sounds like talks. Has someone approached you from a party?
I was approached. Sounds bizarre, but you're...
You can ring people for that now, Linda.
What?
There's people you can ring if you get approached.
Okay, that's extraordinary.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine what so I could be doing for the animal?
She's not telling us which one it is.
I don't know how she's going to get elected if she doesn't tell anybody yet.
But you're seriously considering this?
Yeah.
Let's just say I'm mulling it over.
Well, didn't Dana try that?
She did.
Twice.
So, and she's a good friend of mine, so I'll get all the advice from her.
Yeah, lots of advice.
She get her to help.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Linda.
We'll vote for you.
Oh, thank you both, Jason. Love you.
We're going to take a quick break. Jason Byrne is going to stay with us back after these.